Good morning, St. Timothy's family. We have a number of very important announcements on this day, beginning with Happy Birthday, Church. Next week, we celebrate the birthday of the Church at the time of Pentecost, the Christian festival celebrating the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Jesus after his ascension. It's held on the seventh Sunday after Easter. In order to celebrate, we're going to ask you for your participation. We are aware that worshiping over the past couple of months has been primarily a passive experience, so it's definitely time to get involved. This coming week, please send me an appropriate photograph or drawing, painting of God's people celebrating the birthday of the Church or the coming of the Holy Spirit. This can be a personal picture or something you've found that is meaningful to you. Send me a picture by Thursday, May 28th, and we'll create a beautiful slideshow to watch during coffee hour. Also, have some cake or a cupcake ready to enjoy with your church friends as we come together during our coffee hour in honor of this birthday celebration. An announcement about a special vestry. Our property committee has been working very hard maintaining the building inside and out during this pandemic. Unfortunately, because of our recent wind and rainstorms, our church roof has been losing a large number of shingles and requires some serious maintenance. To that end, we will be holding a special vestry in order to hear about the RFP process, the proposal from the property committee, and to take a vote so that this work can begin. As parishioners of St. Timothy's, you are encouraged to attend the special vestry and to ask any questions that are appropriate and pertinent. However, you will need to join with Zoom. A link will be sent out to all who would like to attend the meeting on Thursday, June 4th at 2 p.m. We will need to hold the meeting during working hours so that our vestry clerk is available to take minutes. Thank you so much for remembering to send in your weekly or monthly checks and gifts to the church. You have been very faithful about this new process, and it is appreciated. Please do remember to continue sending in your checks via mail or begin with PAR, so that you can continue to give each month, especially throughout the summer. Thank you. And it is flower power time. With many thanks to Barbara Broadbent, Janet Trim, and Bob Horn for their incredible organization and energy in seeing our plant project through. St. Timothy's raised over $1,000 from this project that will go directly to helping with the ministry and maintenance of the church. Thank you, Barbara, Janet, and Bob. We appreciate your time and dedication and service to St. Timothy's. Bless you. Our midweek cafe. As the staff met this week, we wondered whether parishioners would appreciate connecting with Reverend Andrea or other members of the staff or parish via Zoom for a check-in during a regular weekday time slot. For example, one of the staff would always be available to talk, pray, or listen on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Let us know what you think and if you would appreciate having office hours where you can ask questions, receive prayer, or just see one another. We are invited along with churches all over the world to pray for 5 people to come to Christ between now and Pentecost. Pick your 5 and begin praying. And there will be a link to click for daily reflections and family podcast. Let us now take a quiet moment of reflection to prepare our hearts for worship. Go and make disciples of all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always to the close of the age.
Dear friends in Christ, as we prepare to worship Almighty God, let us with penitent and obedient hearts confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Your throne has been established from of old.
You are from everlasting. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Son of Righteousness has risen.
O come, let us worship.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. To you be glory and praise forever. From the darkness of death, you have raised your Christ to the right hand of your majesty on high. The pioneer of our faith, his passion accomplished, has opened for us the way to heaven and sends on us the promised Spirit. May we be ready to follow the way and so be brought to the glory of his presence, where songs of triumph forever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Alleluia, the Son of Righteousness has risen.
O come, let us worship. Our first reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us now celebrate our Lord with a psalm of praise, Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth.
He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet.
He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
The prince of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Reading from the letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 to 53.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very shortly after I arrived at St. Timothy's, I met Raymond and Janet Tam. I love chatting with them, and I love especially talking to Raymond about the Chinese language. The Chinese language has been part of my family ever since my great-grandparents went to China as missionaries. And in Chinese, the language that is written, it's a character-based language. And so, unlike a lot of our alphabet-based languages where you can simply write a word, there are options in Chinese for how to convey something. And Raymond wanted to, he made me a bookmark with my name on it, but my name in Chinese. And in order to find characters that would sound like Elaine, he got to choose which characters would go. And so he chose characters that actually describe ripples. Not wind-blown ripples, but the kind that form when you throw a stone in the water. And they go out in circles. And I thought that was a beautiful picture. And that is a picture I'd like us to keep in our heads as we talk about Jerusalem this morning. Might sound a little strange, but it will come clear. Even though Jesus was born in Bethlehem, considered Nazareth his hometown, spent much of his ministry in the Galilee region, it was Jerusalem that he wept over. It was Jerusalem where he went to the temple to teach and to celebrate the major festivals of the Jewish life. It was Jerusalem where he died, was raised to new life, and, as we read this morning, ascended into heaven. It is Jerusalem where he asks his disciples to wait. Wait for 11 days for the Holy Spirit to arrive. It is Jerusalem where he says they are to begin their ministry. And that ministry, like the ripples that reach out when you drop a stone, are to spread, starting in Jerusalem to Judea to the ends of the earth. And as we will discuss next Sunday, when the Holy Spirit arrives, it's not merely a small pebble dropped into the water. It is a massive earthquake sending seismic ripples across the planet and across time and history. We are still riding those ripples today. The name of the city, Jerusalem, I looked up and it's, again, like Chinese, not so straightforward as to what it actually means. Quickly, just sort of Googling what does Jerusalem mean, you get city of peace. And as much of our recent history would tend to make us believe, it is not a city of peace. It is frequently a city of conflict, of violence, and simply arguing as to whose major city it's supposed to be, because it's the center of our faith geographically. It is certainly the center of the Jewish faith, and it is also the center of the Muslim faith. And so whose city is Jerusalem? And there's a lot of arguing, pushing, shoving, and bombing that happens in the city of peace. But going back historically into Hebrew and understanding the words Yerushalem, it can mean complete awe. It is a place of complete awe because it is a place where God has had significant interactions with his people. Jerusalem, the Temple Mount itself, was previously known as Mount Moriah, where Abraham was set to sacrifice his own son, Isaac, and where centuries later God fulfilled that image in the sacrifice of his own son, Jesus. It was the city that became the capital of God's promised land on earth. It became the place where David had his palace, where Solomon built the glorious temple where God was said to reside. It is a place of complete awe. And what's amazing is many of us, of course, have never been there. We see pictures, we've seen travelogues, and I hope that it is a desire in many of our hearts to actually go and walk its streets, knowing that our Savior's feet did touch those cobblestones so many years ago. There is something about place. There is something about being in a physical space. And yet, because of the giving of the Holy Spirit, which we will again celebrate next week, God's presence goes with us everywhere. And so everywhere we are, with the Holy Spirit residing in us, is a Jerusalem of sorts. It is a place of complete awe that God can be at work in us. And this is only possible because Jesus ascended. If Jesus had stayed on earth in a physical form, he would have been in one place only. But because he ascended and sends his Spirit to live in all of us, we can take his message everywhere throughout the world. The Psalms even encourage us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And indeed, the physical Jerusalem does need our prayers for peace within its borders. And also, if we ourselves are in a sense a Jerusalem, that we need to be a city of peace ourselves, to allow the peace of God to reign in our life. And then we can start to create ripples. Each one of us can be a little stone thrown into the water, and ripples can emanate out from us. Ripples of love. Ripples of peace. Ripples of the testimony of God's faithfulness in our lives. Ripples of testimony of God's salvation in our lives. So may each of us be a place of Jerusalem, a place of complete awe, a city of peace, and may we each be a stone cast into the water, sending ripples beginning in Jerusalem to the very ends of the earth. Amen.
Scepter is the throne. Alleluia.
Hear, O Israel.
The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
There is no commandment greater than these. Let us now pray for the church and the world.
Today, on Jerusalem Sunday, we offer this prayer written by Archbishop Fred Hiltz. O God, we give thanks that your dear Son has gathered us in the embrace of his redeeming love and sent us to make that love known to the ends of the earth. We pray for your continued blessings on the steadfast witness of the church in Jerusalem and throughout the Middle East. Give your deep joy to those who welcome the pilgrims seeking to know this land and its many peoples. Give grace to those who proclaim the gospel. Guide all who teach a new generation of young people. Draw near to those who are sick, and bless those who tend them. Sustain the hope in all who long and labor for a just and lasting peace in the land of the Holy One. And may companions of Jerusalem be many and faithful. We pray in the name of our merciful Savior, friend, and brother, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our cycles of prayer today, we pray for all members of the Anglican Communion throughout the world, for Bishop-elect Shane Parker, Assisting Bishop Michael Bird, and the people and clergy of the Diocese of Ottawa, for Bishop Kevin Robertson, for the Church of the Nativity Scarborough, the Reverend Pam Prideaux, and the congregation, for St. John's Millican Presbyterian Church, its clergy and people, and for the breakfast program here at St. Timothy's. We pray for our clergy, Andrea and Kathy, and for Elaine, for our parish leaders and staff, and in our parish cycle of prayer, we pray for Joshua, Rena, Alan, and Li Zhen Hong, and Noel. Jesus has now ascended into heaven to join his heavenly Father in glory. Let us now offer our prayers to him, saying, Ascended Lord, hear our prayer. For the Church of God, especially its members who share in Christ's suffering, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For the world so loved by God, that the power of God's grace working in us might restore the beauty and purity of its created image, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who glorify God in simple, hidden, and faith-filled ways, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For those labeled wrongdoers, that they might be loved without judgment and might enjoy God's life, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For this local community, that our preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit might find us steadfast in prayer and strong in love, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For all in any pain and for all who sorrow, especially Florence, Joanne and family, M, Erwin, Audrey, Terry, Jackie, Siobhan, Bill and Debbie, Bob, and any others whom we now name to God.
For Barbara, for Bella.
that they might be brought beyond their trouble into God's peace, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For all frontline workers in healthcare facilities and in all other areas of our society, that God will bless and protect them and keep them safe and well. And for all who have been affected by COVID-19, that God will heal and comfort them, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have gone before, especially Fred and Josephine Singh, Joyce Oswald, Ross Forfar, and Ralph and Doriel Simmons, that they may rejoice with the heavenly host and continue to be an example for us to follow, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leadership team and guests of the Alpha Course being conducted online, that God's presence may be deeply felt and his message be received by each person present, we pray.
Ascended Lord, hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, you do infinitely more for us than all we can ask or even imagine. Hear these prayers and hold us close, now and forever. We ask these things in our ascended Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine on us and be gracious to us. The Lord look upon us with favor and grant us peace.
Amen.